Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the big news, I think, for us is the weather, man, because here's the deal. It's going to be nice today. It's 50 degrees outside right now, going up to 74. Just, if you have not been outside in the afternoon, just perfect weather. 77 tomorrow, a little bit warmer, 77 on Thursday, warming through the weekend. Then a chance for showers on Sunday as a cold front comes through. We reach the high temperature early on Sunday. Temperatures plummet throughout the day. Highs, the high temperature next Monday, 54 and windy. So ladies, with your boots or whatever winter wear you like, guys, whatever you like to wear, get it out because you're going to be able to wear it. And then highs of only 56 on Tuesday. And then warming to 68 on Wednesday. So it's November. It's going to turn cool just in time. And we're happy for that here. At least I am at WWL. Let's talk about the filibuster, shall we? President Trump wants to get rid of it. And believe it or not, we do some research on this show. And I'm looking at a story from CNN that an editor's note says a version of this story was first published in 2021 when Democrats were trying to end the filibuster. So before anybody goes crazy with the text line about President Trump this, Democrats that, keep in mind it's all about who's in power at the time and who can best benefit from doing whatever it is they can do. With that, we welcome in Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's start with filibuster 101 for people that know of it, but perhaps don't know what exactly it is. What is a filibuster?
So basically, the filibuster is preventing a bill from getting a floor vote in the Senate. So in the House of Representatives, there is a motion called motion to table, and the motion in the House in order to call for a vote doesn't exist in the Senate rules, which means that as long as you have the floor to keep debating, you can keep talking, and then you can give the floor to one of your friends.
Wait, go back a second, Professor, if you can. I want to go slow because it's early and we're talking about the House here, right? Yep.
Okay, so in the House, all you have to do is call for a vote, and that just requires passing that motion on a strict majority line.
So in the House, if I'm talking about a bill, another member can rise according to the procedure and say what? Table
is. So in the House, all that has to happen is you introduce a motion to call for a floor vote. That motion requires a strict majority to pass. You can end debate, and then you just get a floor vote.
At any point, I can do this. If somebody's talking, I can stand up and say this. I can say, Mr. whatever it is, Speaker, whoever's running the House at the time, I call for a floor vote on blah, 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 and a simple majority ends it, right?
Basically, you can also have a rule in the House which will end debate after a specific period of time, and that's written into the rule for a bill.
All right.
So there are a bunch of ways in the House that will just end debate and prevent this endless debate. Now, in the Senate, it doesn't work that way. So in the Senate, what will happen is that you can start talking, and you can talk for as long as you want to talk, and then you can give the floor to one of your friends who will talk and talk and talk, and then that can go on endlessly. And the only way to end debate in the Senate is with a motion called cloture. So there's a specific motion in the Senate called the cloture motion. Now, this was introduced in 1917. And the original threshold for a cloture motion when it was introduced in 1917 was two-thirds. So you had to get two-thirds of the Senate to agree to end debate and vote on a bill. Mm-hmm. So it would require a majority to pass a bill, but you had to get two-thirds of the Senate to agree to end debate to get to that majority threshold.
Now, hang on one second. Let me just go slow if I can, Professor, because for a lot of us, the only reference we have to this is Mr. Smith goes to Washington and Jimmy Stewart talking until he was hoarse, right, and all of that stuff. So at that point in the 30s, whenever it was, somebody could stand up while they were reading, because I remember in high school civics, they would tell us, you know, they would read this, they would read that, they'd read the phone book, whatever it was to keep the floor. As long as they could keep talking, they could keep the floor. But at any point, somebody could have stood up and called for a vote on cloture if they had two-thirds of the votes, and that's why they were counting votes in the chambers and all that kind of stuff?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, now, two-thirds is really hard to get, obviously.
Right.
So in 1975, they reduced the threshold to three-fifths, which is still hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have 100 senators, that means you had to get 60 votes in order to end debate.
And that's where we are now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we are now for regular bills. So there are a couple of exceptions. So we use the nuclear option for judicial positions and executive branch appointments, and we can talk about that.
Yes,
and
let's talk about the nuclear option since you brought it up. What is that?
Yeah. Okay, so the nuclear option is basically where the majority party says that the rules don't exist. The rules are whatever we say they are because we're the majority party and we have more votes. That's the nuclear option. It's basically cheating and using the fact that there are more majority party members than minority party members by definition, ignoring the rules and saying the rules don't mean anything because we say so.
So why wouldn't they, if they have a majority, why wouldn't they do it all the time?
So the reason not to do that is because at some point the majority and the minority will flip. If you're in the majority now, at some point you will be in the minority. And when you are in the minority, you will want to be able to filibuster, because whatever you want to do when you're in the majority, well, think about the minority party and the things that they will want to do that you want to stop. You will then want to filibuster with the minority, what the current minority, then majority, will want to do. And if you don't have the filibuster available to you, then they will be able to ram through all the things that they want to do, and you won't be able to stop them. So the filibuster is basically a way to kind of moderate the policymaking process.
Oh, wait, let me interrupt for one second just to understand. So the majority party at any point can change the rules and either bring back or do away with the filibuster?
Well, it can do away with the filibuster, but it can't really bring it back, because once you do away with the filibuster, you've thrown out the rules and you've thrown out all trust. It's hard to bring it back. It's hard to come back from it, which is why we call it the nuclear option.
But they have done it before, right?
Well, we've gone in one direction. We've gone in the direction of getting rid of the filibuster for judicial appointments and executive branch appointments. We haven't gone in the other direction. We haven't brought the filibuster back. It's kind of a one-way thing. Once you get rid of the filibuster, bringing it back is kind of hard to conceive of, because once you do that, you have created a Senate in which the majority party just throws out the rules whenever they feel like it.
I got you.
And it's hard to come back from that.
I got you. But they have used, when it comes to reconciliation, that's a different thing as well, correct?
Yeah, that's a different thing, because that's actually written into the rules. So there's a process called budget reconciliation, and budget reconciliation automatically ends debate after a set period of time, so you don't have to call for cloture. Now, you can only use budget reconciliation in specific ways on specific kinds of bills, but when you use budget reconciliation, debate ends.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After a specific period of time, so there's no need for a cloture vote. So it's written into the rules. You don't need to use the nuclear option, and you can use budget reconciliation on specifically fiscal issues. You're not allowed to increase the deficit for more than 10 years, so there are some limitations. But because it's written into the rules of the Senate, it's not the majority party saying the rules mean whatever we say they mean because we're in the majority party. Well,
let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because what I'm hearing is either karma or payback, however you want to look at it. You better watch what you ask for, because you might get it, because next time you might be on the wrong side of this. And that's why John Thune is saying, no, hang on a second, we're not going to do away with the filibuster. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, because when it comes to national political policy, personally, I don't think it can hurt to understand what the heck it is we're talking about. 622 traffic now, WWL. 6:27 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, about the filibuster, President Trump wants to kill it. John Thune, the majority leader in the Senate, says he does not. Somebody texted in, I don't know if they've been listening or not, but says the Republicans need to go nuclear. They need to use the majority that they have and open the government. If they were to do away with the filibuster, for this person that texted in and is all for it now, what would they have to consider in the future, Professor? Apparently, I don't know if they understood the first part of the conversation or not.
What that person would have to consider would be what would happen if there would be, say, a President Ocasio-Cortez and a Democratic majority in the House and Senate after the 2028 election. I suspect that whoever texted that in is probably a Republican who would not be happy with what would happen with a President Ocasio-Cortez and a Democratic House and Senate, because there would be no Republican filibuster to stop whatever would happen under that scenario, because this works both ways. You cannot create an option that is going to be used by your party that won't then be turned around on you when you're in the minority. And that's exactly what the filibuster is. It's a tool to stop the majority party, whichever party is the majority, and then serves as kind of a moderating influence.
This goes to the nature of the founding fathers and the Senate being the more deliberative body, does it not?
Yeah, there's actually some historical debate on whether the filibuster was intentional, because there's the previous question motion is the motion specifically written into the House rules for ending debate. And the previous question motion was not introduced into the Senate rules. And how intentional was that? But there's a lot of other evidence that the Senate was intended to be a moderating influence, even aside from that. And that was very much the founder's intent. Yeah.
Even to the 6-year terms, right?
Yes, that's part of it. Also, the Senate was not originally directly elected. That's also part of it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. The shutdown does have consequences. Michael Williamson will join us when we come back. He's the CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana. We'll talk about food insecurity in general in Louisiana, about the new ALIS study, especially with concerns over how much SNAP funding is going to go out in November, because now I think they're given half SNAP benefits, which seems like you try to please all in the end by pleasing none. I don't know. We'll see what he comes on. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.